Welcome back. Today we're doing something that sounds tiny, but it's one of the biggest why doesn't my tune slap in a club fixes in drum and bass. The topic is bass note length control. Beginner level, Ableton Live, and we're aiming for club safe low end, punchy, readable, and not turning into that blurry low frequency carpet that heats your kick and makes your snare feel small. Here's the mindset I want you to lock in right away. In DNB, bass note length is mix control. It's not just a musical choice. It literally decides how much space the kick and snare get, how tight the groove feels, and whether your sub translates on a big rig. All right, let's set up the session. Set your tempo somewhere between 172 and 176 BPM. I'll use 174. We're in 4/4. Now create these tracks. A drum track for your break or two-step. A MIDI track called SUB. Another MIDI track called MID bass, optional but highly recommended. And then group the bass tracks into a bass bus. Quick rule of thumb. Sub should be simple, short, consistent. The mid layer is where you get character, movement, and texture. If you try to do everything with the sub, you usually get mess. Now let's choose a sub sound that responds well to note length, because not every patch behaves nicely. On the SUB MIDI track, load operator. Keep it clean. Use the A oscillator only. Set it to a sine wave. Turn the level down a bit. Something like -6 to -12 dB. Give yourself headroom. Loud comes later. Now the important part. The amp envelope. Set attack to 0 milliseconds. For release, don't set it to 0. Put it around 30 to 80 milliseconds. That tiny release is your click insurance. Decay and sustain depend on how you want to control length, and we'll try multiple methods, but for now we're just making sure the patch can do short, controlled hits. If you prefer wavetable, that's also fine. Basic shapes, sine wave, no unison, keep the sub stable and mono. But operator is perfect for this lesson because it's predictable. Next, program a rolling bass pattern. Create a 1-bar or 2-bar MIDI clip on the SUB track. Use a 16th note grid. Here's a simple 1-bar pattern you can copy. Put notes at 1.1, 1.1.3, 1.2.3, 1.3.3, and 1.4.3. Pitch-wise, keep it in a common DNB sub-area like F, F-sharp, or G, or match your track. For now, pick one note so you can hear length changes clearly without getting distracted by harmony. Now, select all the notes and set their lengths short as a starting point. Try 1/16th notes. The exact rhythm isn't the big lesson today. The big lesson is what makes those notes stop. And that's a perfect moment for a coach note that'll save you years. Note length is actually three different lengths. First, there's MIDI length, what you drew. Second, there's the amp envelope hold time, meaning how your synth sustains, decays, and releases. Third, there's the tail in the mix, what's still audible after processing, distortion, compression, limiting, and even how the room or club exaggerates sustained low frequencies. Quick diagnostic, if you shorten MIDI notes and nothing changes, your envelope is holding the note. If you shorten the envelope and it still feels smeary, your processing is creating tail. Keep that in your head, because it stops you from endlessly editing the wrong thing. Now, the number one club method for beginners and pros. Gate the bass with an envelope. This is the make it behave like a controlled hit approach. In operator's amp envelope, set attack to 0. Set decay somewhere around 80 to 180 milliseconds. Set sustain very low, even all the way down if you want it to be plucky. And keep release short, around 30 to 60 milliseconds. Now listen. Even if your MIDI notes are a bit inconsistent, the envelope forces a consistent shape. This is why it's so club-friendly. Club systems love to exaggerate sustained sub. A controlled hit keeps the groove readable and stops the sub from smearing across the bar. Next method, the MIDI editor approach. This is where your note length is exactly what you draw. Go into the MIDI clip. Keep the grid at 1/16 and deliberately set note lengths. For a tight rolling sub, you're usually living around 1/16 to 3/32. If you want more weight, you can try 1/8, but only if your kick and snare spacing can handle it. Ableton workflow trick, select all notes, and drag the right edge of one note to shorten them all together. And be careful with the legato button. Legato is great if you want notes to connect, but for sub in DNB, connecting notes often creates that constant RRRR bed, which sounds big in headphones and messy in a mix. If ultra-short MIDI notes are clicking, don't panic and don't just make everything longer. First, slightly increase the synth release. Going from, say, 20 milliseconds to 50 milliseconds can completely fix it. Also remember, distortion on the sub exaggerates clicks, so keep the sub chain clean. Now let's do the most underrated part of this whole topic, making space for kick and snare without even using sidechain. In typical DNB, the snare is on beats 2 and 4. That means you need no sub zones around those moments, or at least you need the sub to get out of the way. So in your MIDI clip, look at any note that happens right before beat 2 and right before beat 4. Shorten those notes. The goal is that the sub either ends before the snare, or it's so short leading into it that the snare still feels like it has a chest and a crack. Important teacher tip: if your snare feels weak, sometimes it's not the bass note that lands on the snare, it's the note before it that's still ringing. So you protect the snare by shortening the note leading into the snare, not just the one on top of it. Now we add sidechain, but only after note length control. Sidechain should enhance good phrasing, not be the only thing keeping your low end from falling apart. On the SUB track, add a compressor. Turn on sidechain. Pick your kick as the input, or use a ghost kick if your kick pattern is complicated. Set ratio around 4 to 1. Attack between 1 and 5 milliseconds. Release around 60 to 140 milliseconds, depending on the groove. This audio version is shortened for playback.